Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Take me with you.
guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. guess I think we both say a little too much today. After all, T, you're kind of with somebody and I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go. Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
the touch of love will be forever strong and forever sweet. And giving in to passion's flow creates the world we want to grow. Thank you.
here on Poetic Strong Island Erotic Sensual Sheets. Forgive me, it's been a long night. Well, let's get it cracking. Okay, caller from the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have coming to the mic? Caller from the 646 area code. You on the air?
Yeah, hi, Strong Island. This is Junebug. How you doing?
Hi, Junebug. I'm doing great.
You sure? Some kind of
yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do for us tonight?
Yeah, I have a piece that it's pretty good. It's not a long one, but it's pretty good. It's called Yours and Mine.
Hold on one second. All right. Sorry for that.
That's okay.
What is the name of your piece?
Oh, Yours and Mine.
Yours and Mine? All right, the floor is yours, sir.
All right, thanks. There we go. Support my cock. I mean, support my dick. Like holding my balls in your hands, putting in my nuts in your mouth. Dream, think, play with yourself, woman. When you think about my cock, I mean my chocolate cock, then you know, you tell horny black thing that I did support your cock. Your cock is as big as my arms. Your cock is so thick that I can't even think about you. Baby, take my cock and lie here with me, woman. Woman, it would be a dream, and that fat and big cock would be ours, woman. Thank you. And that's
Ooh.
A piece that I wrote.
All right, well, you know what? That was a good piece.
Oh, thank
Definitely
you.
That's a good piece. Thanks for hanging out with us and holding on.
Oh, thanks.
And sharing that piece with everybody.
Okay.
Do you have any way for everybody to basically get in contact with you if they'd like to follow you?
I haven't gotten a computer yet. I'm still working on it. Financially, I'm strapped. I don't have that kind of money, you know, for now. But I have a cell phone.
You don't have to give out your cell phone.
No? Okay, that's cool.
All right, well, you know what? Sit back, enjoy yourself. You know, if we have time, definitely you're welcome to come back through and share, you know, another piece.
Okay.
But in the interim, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do, you know, definitely get a clap up to you.
Oh, thanks.
That piece.
Thanks. Thanks, Ryan. Thank you. Sorry.
All right, all right. Like I said, you know, sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the show.
I will.
And I'm going to go ahead and take that next person. Okay, the next person, I guess, is going to be me. And I'm going to go ahead and do a piece that I just finished writing. This piece is called Hunger Never Tastes This Good. And the piece goes like this. I love the caramel-covered nuts. Ooh, the taste they leave on the tongue. Ooey-gooey, got to have more of your caramel-covered nuts. Cherry-flavored with a twist of strawberries. Got you looking like you need to double-dip your big old fat stick. Open wide, get ready for your surprise. Moving fast to get in position. Trying not to miss this mission. Heavy weights placed down on you. Now you licking and chewing like a Charleston chew. Ah, that feels so good, and you know it tastes so sweet. Just ready for us to meet. Now it's entering is your meat. Big, long, and thick, that's how we describe your dick. Amazing, shaking, no complaining. Enjoying the pulsating of my walls. Choosing not to fall on the floor. Rolling, holding, now breathing with deep breaths. Sweat dripping all over your chest. Hunger never felt this good. I'm sure you will never be misunderstood. Catch this sweet-tasting belly and hip-shaking lady as you finish her ride while she is out of her mind, and that is my piece. Definitely thank you, everybody, for clapping it up. All right. I'm going to go on and take the next caller up to the mic. Caller from the 216 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
What's up, Strong Island? It's Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Nate. Welcome.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What do you have for us tonight, sir?
This piece right here is named April.
All right. The floor is yours.
Okay. I met a fine young thing named April, but she didn't bring showers other than the showers that came from the inside of her honeydew melon. She required me to lick her first before I banged her. That's another lane, much faster than the one we're on, though. She was bipolar, smoked a lot of weed, had a cold-ass body, kind of reminded me of a 79 Chevy Nova. When she wasn't high, I made sure I'd rush out to get us something, if nothing else but a holler to get us by. She was a hard pill to swallow. Aside from smoking weed, the only other thing that made her pussy sing was when I sucked her slit and made my way to her clit. This relaxed her. On the flip side, it made me anticipate the taxation I was going to put on her kitty cat.
Is that your piece?
No, I'm not finished yet.
Okay, yours.
I had to step out for a minute. Oh, okay. As I made my way to her clit, this relaxed her. On the flip side, it made me anticipate the taxation I was going to put on her kitty cat. It soothed her. My tongue did wonders to bring forth the water down under. She said, Nate Dizzle, after 8 years of being a lesbian, I reminded her of her dyke girlfriend that ate her pussy like a bowl of Wheaties, the breakfast of champions. Looking back, it became like second nature to suck and nibble on her kitten. Unfortunately, her and I didn't see eye to eye on a few things, like, for instance, her two cutest can be half Chinese and half black children, or two hellraisers as I've ever seen. One day while chilling at my spot, smoking weed, snacking on some munchies and whatnot, in the next room, I put on two movies for her two cute kids who did something they shouldn't have did. Accused me of hitting her in the stomach when I asked her to move back a little so I could put the movie in. April looked dead at me and seen it was a misunderstanding. Wow, bipolar people can be moody. So we split up, talk now and later. After this next part, not even the good Lord could save her. She invited me to chill with her. After months of silence, we decided to turn the page. So I came over with some bud, came through the door, and what I saw filled me with rage. I seen her two daughters under the cover like two lovers. We in the kitchen. She asked them, are y'all done? They replied, yeah, mommy. I looked at her in shock. She said, I teach them to love each other. After all, I am a former lesbian, and I am their mother. After that day, it was adios, amigos. Never seen or heard from her again. That was my piece.
Woo! Woo, definitely clapping it up for you on that piece.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nate, I'm not even going to ask you what inspired that piece. I'm going to leave that one alone. Wow.
I just tell you like this. This is a true story.
I can imagine. That's what made it wild for me. But thank you for coming through and sharing it with everybody. How could everybody follow you?
You can hit me up on Facebook, Nathan Smith. I'm the Nathan Smith with the white shirt and the glasses.
All right, everybody. You definitely want to follow this young man. He's just doing a darn thing. Thank you for coming out and sharing that piece. I'm still like, sometimes, but I will.
Okay, thank you. I'm enjoying the show, too.
All right, well, sit back and relax. You know, if you got some time, you know, maybe you can be able to come back through. In the interim,
okay.
Let me go on and take the next person up. Caller from the 313 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic? caller from the 313 area code. All right, welcome back to you, caller from the 313 area code. Well, in the interim, you know me. I'm always ready, you know, ready to do what I do. So I'm going to go ahead and take me as your next caller up, and I'm going to be doing a piece called Honey. And this piece goes like this. Honey, I love the way you smell, especially when you wear that special cologne. The scent gets into my nose. It makes my soul feel like I have gold. Your hands, when they massage my back, feels like I should attack. Wanting you to spread me out, wanting you to make me shout. Write your name inside out. Tattoo your face below my waist. Baby, it's so hard to escape. These thoughts, these ones, those I just gotta have you days. Just to be told, sorry, sugar, not today. We will have to play another day. Faces showing upside down frown, just because we can't get down. Come give me what you got. Just let me get on top. Stop playing so hard, because you sure you are not. Easy and so delicious, chocolate-covered Hershey kisses. I truly do miss it. Okay, you got me with that last kiss. Those succulent lips that caress this clit sends tingles and makes me jingles, and that is my piece. Thank you, everybody. Y'all, we're going to get ready to listen to a, just a, slow it down a little bit and listen to a little bit of, you know, music. All right, y'all.
The soft water drips, it splashes, then plays, dripping down blushing shoulders, and he holds her. Drops tickle down sun-kissed skin with just a brush of cinnamon. This sin of men, beckoning, teasing, this pleasing to the naked eye, her naked thigh. Sprinkled with wet kisses delivered by water beads. He watches as hungry eyes bleed for the caressing of her silhouette. Her sexy curves are dripping wet, drenched in flirty suds created by jasmine shower gel. He loves the smell as it dances across his nose, wide open, and he's hoping for a chance to catch each drip on eager lip, tasting, never wasting, one single drop. Eyes continue to plead, but she doesn't stop, continuing her steamy performance. She lathers, plays, and then the rinse. Water splashes over all the right places. He can't speak, but makes faces that communicate a healthy craving for all this love she's saving. The mirror is now hazy from the hot of her, seduced by the woman in her. And he watches, water gently kissing every inch and teasing every curve, every single nerve in his body. Now alive, as deliberate drops die off an arch and sculpted back, as they relax onto the cradle of inviting hip, as her playful hand traces, then slowly dip to hide between wet thighs. Her closed eyes and bitten lip tell secret behind shower walls. His mind calls, her body answers, wet from steamy shower, soaked with passion. Just imagine the seduction she intends as he steps into her two open arms. She and he, two open minds. Her, playful. Him, grown behind steamy shower doors.
Welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You were just listening to Misunderstood, Mental Massage, Chocolate Shower. Beautiful, beautiful spoken word piece. Okay, now we're going to get back to the basics, and we're going to take the next caller up. Caller for the 646 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island.
Hi, Strong Island. Junebug once again.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me again. Second time around, I wrote a good piece, but it had like a little bit of writer's block. I struggled with it, but I think I wrote something really good. So,
you feel like you want to share it with us all?
Sure, sure.
All right, okay. The floor is yours.
All right, it goes all over. Trust yourself. Trust me. Trust the music. I can't believe that I went down on you. Fat, juicy, thick, wet pussy lips. When you trusted me, I licked that shit the way you wanted me to do. Lean back and listen to the music, because when you trust me on sucking your juicy, thick, fat pussy, you know that I did my job, bitch. Trust all over me. Woman, rub your twat on my chest. Over me is what I feel. Trust me. Trust yourself and trust the music tonight, baby. That's my piece that I wrote tonight.
Woo, let's clap it up for you.
Thanks.
Very nice piece. Very nice piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to sit back for a little bit. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller. Who's going to be me? I wanted to share this piece with everyone real quick. So if you don't mind, everybody, this is called Chocolate Man. And this piece go like this. Chocolate Man, you know who you be. Come now and drop me to my knees. No need to play hide and seek. We got it covered as I speak. I'm wrapping the chocolate with stars in my eyes because I finally will get my prize. Candy apple, you said to me, cherry flavor, I must be. Mistaken for a lover of all types, but truth be, my chocolate man is the only flavor that can make my legs shake, my heart race, my mind go into overdrive. Can you feel what I feel? Just the taste will make you brace for more of the explosions to come from my chocolate man with the big plans, and that is my piece. Mm. Thank you, everybody. Clapping it up. All right, now. Well, you know, All right. Thank you, everybody, for that. You know, and I definitely like to say thank you to everyone who stuck it out as I, you know, had an emergency had to take care of and, you know, made it on here. You know, but thank you for sticking around and hanging on the lines and showing the love and support that I know you always will. And on that note, I believe we got about a little less than like 10 minutes left on the show. And at this time, I guess we, you know, could listen to a little bit of, you know, music.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Or something's gotta go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. But every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. I don't want you to feel that you have to go through these changes, baby. No way. I know that our life is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Trust me. All here. certain thing, a certain feeling. Unless two people express themselves as they feel, let your love flow inside of you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You was listening to the master himself, Barry White. I got so much love to give. Well, you know, time is of the essence. We are definitely winding down this night. I would definitely would like to thank everyone who came through, who was hanging out in the chat room, that was hanging out on the phone lines. And if you are on the phone line and you would like to say something, please press 1 so you could be on the air. All right, in the interim, definitely thank you, Junebug and A Drizzle, for coming and do what you do. You definitely brought the heat. Thank you. And in the interim of all of that, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to get ready and just take caller 216. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Nate Dibble again.
All right, now, what you got to do for us, sir?
I'm going to do a piece about someone I used to be in love with. I don't have a title for it, but it's pretty nice. I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it.
Well, you have
and
to.
Here,
if you can get it in 3 minutes, well, let's go.
Here it is. You're a beautiful piece of work, love. The dirt on your stiletto, and the dirt on your stiletto heels doesn't begin to explain the filth you brought into my heart. Should have seen you coming. With your pretty white teeth, so pretty, I miss the buyer beware sign on your ass. You are high yellow Dom Dizzle, whose voice whispered in my ear, bend down and lick this pussy. She said her panties were fresh, and her pussycat smelled like a new car that's never been sat in. I said, well, baby, all I've ever sat in was used cars. She whispered, when you sit in this pussy, it will take a while to break her in, because the gears in her pussy need to be shifted with precision and accuracy. There's still some bad bitches out there that catch my mind with sex, but fail to make a lasting impression on my heart. That is my piece.
Clapping it up, clapping it up, clapping it up.
You
sure enough know how to bring the heat.
thank you, Simon. Thank you very much.
All right, Nate, you know, you bring a smile to my face. I like that mind of yours. It's wicked. It's any of us wicked people with the wicked minds.
Right, exactly.
Hey, but, you know, we're here to entertain, and, you know, and that's what we do. You know, we love to entertain the audience and things. So I definitely say thank you for coming through tonight, keeping me entertained. You put that smile on the face, which
you always
be there because it's contagious.
Right. For sure. I appreciate your show, and I appreciate them pieces that you put down, too.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you like it. Hey, there's more to come next week. Because on that note, we getting ready to end the show. We with a minute left. We getting to close it out with some nice music. Thanks again,
all right.
And all our global listeners for joining us. Nate, thanks again for blessing the mic. Jumba, thanks again for doing what you do. And all,
thank you.
All good night, everyone.
Good night.
That everything was fine.
You know, kind of
you say you got to get away.
on my face. My days and nights would be a living hell
if you go away.
So think about the misery
that you're gonna put me through.
Just a telephone call.